Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails Fine-Tuned Project is a mentorship and collaboration-based project aimed at professional development for emerging artists playing traditional music in Western North Carolina. For this episode, we spent time with one of the mentorship groups working as a part of the project. David Lamont of Asheville worked as a mentor for Benjamin Barker of Wilkes County in a process that created a powerful new connection. Benjamin is a national champion hammered dulcimer player. David is a songwriter, author, and speaker. Together, they blend Benjamin's immense instrumental talent with David's own musicality and gift for language to create nuanced and emotion-filled music. Benjamin and David shared why they play music.
I play music because I love it and because I want to share healing and hope with others.
Yeah, I heard somebody say one time that a song is the shortest distance between two hearts. And I have found that sense of connection that music can offer to be important almost to the point of sacred. Like at a time when we're so divided, here's a thing that brings us together and helps us to understand each other and feel each other's hearts, and I don't know what matters more than that.
In this clip, Benjamin and David share their thoughts on why the Blue Ridge Music Trails should engage in projects like Fine Tuned.
I would say that it's important for the Blue Ridge Music Trails to be participating in creating projects like this in order to get the younger generation engaged with the older generation and just getting everybody connected. You know, this is a wonderful opportunity for me to get to work with people and out of a wide variety of different backgrounds, and this is a form of connectedness.
Blue Ridge Music Trails is doing work that's connectional. It's about connecting people from the present to the past. It's connecting people across various cultural lines. This is connectional work. And at a time that is profoundly divisive in our national story, those webs of connection are literally what holds it together. It's incredibly important that we know each other, that we feel each other's hearts, that we connect. And this is that work. I'm honored to be a part of it.
North Carolina has quite a musical heritage, and projects like Come Here North Carolina help to tell that story. Here Benjamin reflects on what it means to be making music in North Carolina.
So I'm proud to be a musician who is based out of North Carolina because of the vast history of heritage that we have here. I mean, you know, looking back from a wide variety of musical styles, you've got greats like Doc Watson, Roberta Flack, Earl Scruggs, coming from a wide variety of traditions that's coming down from history to us today. And looking at us in the present, you know, this is the place to be for live music, and not just live music, but music itself, whether that's hanging out in a bluegrass jam in Asheville or writing a film score composition in the growing movie scene in Wilmington, this is the place to be for music.
Within the larger context of the state, Western North Carolina holds a special reputation for its music traditions, and Benjamin and David offered their observations on why this is the case.
You know, I think music is vital to Western North Carolina because of the vast heritage that we have here, not just musical, but cultural. All those hundreds of years that people have been connecting with each other and making music is a vital part to that, and I think Western North Carolina is trying to honor that tradition.
We live in the oldest mountains in the world, right? There are no mountains in the world that are older than these that are still mountains, right? And I think you can feel the depth of that history in these mountains. And it's no coincidence that every faith tradition you can possibly think of has a retreat center in these mountains, right? There's something here that goes beyond explanation, that everybody feels, and they see it through various lenses. But this is a really special place, and I think that bubbles up through music, which is, and crafts and arts of all kinds, that are all efforts to describe things, to get at things that we can't completely get at with words. So, I love being connected in various ways to these deep traditions. What an honor to be living here and making music.
So why did Benjamin and David choose to be a part of Fine Tuned?
Yeah, I chose to be part of this project because of the wonderful people who are involved in it and who are mentoring me. Dave Lamott, Josh Goforth, Chris Ross, are all these wonderful people that I'm getting to connect with and learn so much from. This has truly been a wonderful learning experience for me, and being able to network and make these connections is truly an honor.
I'm with Benjamin. It's all about the people. If Josh Goforth asked me to do something, my default is going to be yes. But then I looked into what else was going on, and I checked out Benjamin's music, and I had a chat with him, and this just felt really good to me. For me, music is about connection, and this project is about connection on several different levels. It's through the music, but also through the personal relationships that are formed, and it felt like the kind of thing that could matter. So I wanted to be a part of it.
Fine Tune has been designed to leave lasting impacts on its participants. David and Benjamin reflected on how they expect those impacts to play out.
One thing that's amazed me pleasantly about this project is I'm always kind of blown away that you can schedule time to create a song with somebody and show up and do it. And the song emerges and it comes. And that was just absolutely incredible, getting together with Benjamin and just saying, okay, we're going to write a song today. It's on the calendar. So clearly that song is going to show up. And we actually took a jog toward a different song that we just felt like was a little too heavy for this project. And so came back over and decided to do this really joyful instrumental piece instead. And it's just beautiful watching the creative pieces click together, you know, when you ask them to and make that space.
That creative process, whether that is composing a song together or working in the studio collaborating with a ton of different musicians, I think that if I had to say I have one particular takeaway to take home, it would be learning about how the creative process works with others.
Benjamin and David attempted to read the crystal ball about where music will take each of them in the future.
Goals regarding a musical future, I guess you could view it in multiple ways. I mean, obviously, kind of going back to why I play music, I do it because I love it, and I'm wanting to share hope and healing with others. I mean, that's certainly a goal that I strive to achieve. I don't always do it very well, but I try. And how I see myself as a musician, I see myself as a composer. And performing and recording and some aspect of teaching somewhere or another. That's ideally how I view my musical future.
I want to keep growing, and that can take so many different forms. You know, in the last few years, I've worked in various kind of ensemble situations and working with some different kinds of musicians. And I love anytime you can reach across cultural lines or political lines or whatever, you know, any lines that try to separate us. I love it when we can reach across them and create a bridge. That makes me so happy. So I want to do more of that.
David offered this on the process of music and what that means when looking to the future.
I think it's easy for people to forget sometimes that all of the classic old songs were once new songs, right? And so we've got to keep creating. We've got to keep nourishing young artists who are coming along and bringing all this talent and creativity and making sure that we make space for their contribution, because we will be impoverished if we deny ourselves the opportunity to receive that gift.
You can hear the synergy between Benjamin and David on the album Fine Tuned Volume 1, set for release in summer 2023. The Fine-Tuned Project receives support from Come Here North Carolina, the North Carolina Arts Council, the WNC Bridge Foundation, and individual donors.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a turn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.